What is to reserve in Spanish?
Reservar.
Reservar.
How would you say I would like to reserve a table?
Quisiera reservar una mesa.
Quisiera reservar una mesa.
And how would you say for me in Spanish?
Para mí.
Para mí.
How would you say for one person?
Para una persona.
Para una persona.
For two people, for two persons.
Para dos personas.
Para dos personas.
I would like to reserve a table for two people.
Quisiera reservar una mesa para dos personas.
Quisiera reservar una mesa para dos personas.
How would you say for tonight or for this evening in Spanish?
Para esta noche.
Para esta noche.
I would like to reserve a table for two people for this evening.
Quisiera reservar una mesa para dos personas para esta noche.
Quisiera reservar una mesa para dos personas para esta noche.
I would like a double room for two nights.
Quisiera una habitación doble por dos noches.
Quisiera una habitación doble por dos noches.
Note how we've now returned to the other word for four. Because here you're saying you would like a room for two nights, to last for two nights. So, para is used to say who something is for and also when something is for. So, it's for tonight, it's for 6 o'clock. But if you're going to talk about how long something is going to last for, you'll use por. So again, how would you say for two nights?
Por dos noches.
Por dos noches.
But how would you say when something is for instance, for this evening?
Para esta noche.
Para esta noche.
To give a specific time, you simply take the las from Las Vegas and add a number afterwards. So, for instance, for 2 o'clock, simply say las and then the number 2. So how would you say that, 2 o'clock?
Las dos.
Las dos.
3 o'clock.
Las tres.
Las tres.
And 4 3 o'clock.
Para las tres.
Para las tres.
Again, you're talking specifically about when something is for, not how long it's going to last for. So, of course, you use para.
This is the end of CD 5.